Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For those tuning in through ConversationsRadioNetwork.com, we're glad that you could be with us, as well as those tuning in around the world through the radio dial or online. I'm really excited to welcome back international recording artist Shiri Marie to our program today. She's celebrating her new single right now, Keeping Our Love Alive. You will be hearing that a little bit later. But also, it's from her album that I really fell in love with last year. It's called 360 Degree Woman Rebirth. We're going to talk to Shiri not only about this album, but also what it's been like for her to share the great messages from it. I was first introduced to the album through the single Time to Shine. You all will be hearing that through our program, as well as finding out how you all can stay connected with Shiri and all the great things going on with her. Shiri, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hi! Yay! It's so good to be back. How are you, Cyrus?
Hey, doing really good. I'm excited to have you back on. You know, both of us have been very busy since the last time you were on the air with us here. You know, I want to talk about that for to kind of kick things off, because this year you did something different. You used social media. Of course, you have the album that I mentioned, 360 Degree Woman Rebirth, but you did something special this year using social media to be able to connect literally with your fans online, to be able to share great messages, to share music. I mean, what has that experience been like for you, to not only to have the platform you have as an artist, but also as an individual living life, to be able to share that with all of us?
Well, thank you. That is such a great question. And for this reason, primarily, I really love social media. I get to connect with people that I would not otherwise have connected with around the world, and share thoughts and share music and share life, and primarily share love. And so if I think you may be talking about recently, I did what I call a 30-day love run, and I actually did it on my personal page, and it was just me having one-on-one time with everyone in the world talking about life from sunup to sundown. I do maybe 10 minutes or so in the morning, and then in the evening, talking about whatever. Some days I was having a really great day. Some days were not so wonderful to feel, but wonderful still. And just to stand in the truth of that and be completely transparent, which is a scary thing, you know. Some days it was makeup, some days it was no makeup. But all in all, it was still me being me. It was still Shiri Marie being Shiri Marie. And, you know, that really opened up a space in my heart that I hadn't really tapped into before, and I'm real grateful for that. And the response was wonderful, and people, in fact, when the 30 days was over, people were like, no, come back. So I probably will do something similar before the year's out. I don't know, just playing with it.
Yeah.
But yes, just being able to be a professional musician and put music out there that I feel is making a difference, that is contributing to healing so many of the ills that we have on this planet. I think music is one of the greatest gifts that our Creator, that God has given us, because it goes straight into the heart. It goes straight into the body and the mind, and it can elevate us if we let it.
Right, for sure. And, you know, I like the fact that you mentioned about being truthful, because it's one thing that you've been able to do in music, and then, of course, in the way that you live your life. I guess an obvious question would be, Shiri, for people who out there who have not gotten to that place yet, is how did you do it? Because we live in the world that does not always want to know that you're having a bad day. We don't always want to know things are not going well. How did you get to a place where you could embrace the fact that every day is not going to be perfect and that was still okay?
Wow. You know what, Cyrus? The truth is, I had to really get okay about not being okay. That there's, you know, just realizing that there's absolutely nothing wrong with feeling what you're feeling and expressing it honestly in that moment, instead of trying to, especially we as women, we tend to, you know, push feelings down and, oh, no, you can't say that, or no, you can't feel that, or you can't be that. And that's so far from the truth. You know, feelings come up in our bodies because they want to come out. You know, thank goodness we have a system that allows us to expel things that don't belong in our bodies, and that's emotions as well. So I got here by really saying yes to that part of the journey of my life. I had to just get real honest about the fact that, no, I'm not doing great right now. Okay, so how am I going to heal that? I started with, you know, listening to authors, you know, reading books that fed me, that nourished me, audio CDs that lifted me, music that lifted me and that helped to break me out of that space that I was in that felt so dark. You know, and then I began to get in my mirror and do some real work, you know, talk to myself about myself in positive ways, saying that I love you, saying that, you know, you really are magnificent, you were born that way, that you can do this, that, you know, even though you don't feel so great right now, that's okay, go lay down and try to gather yourself. Whatever the space was that I was in, I honored that by being honest about it and by choosing another thought, another way of being, you know, and it's a process. It did right. not happen overnight. It's still a process that I go through daily, you know, prayer, meditation, singing, you know, every day, and just really choosing the thoughts that make me feel good. And that doesn't mean right. I'm not aware of what's going on in the world. You know, I'm very much aware that there are things that are heartbreaking that are happening in the world. However, I also believe that how I choose to think about it and how I choose to feel about it can help move it to another level, transmute it into something beautiful, into hope, into things like that. So, yeah, so it's absolutely a process. So that would be my, you know, my truth about how I got it done, you know.
Right, and I think, you know, part of what you just mentioned is included in the first song that we're going to be hearing, and that is Time to Shine, where you actually are talking toward the end, and you're letting mm-hmm. people know that, you know, that you were born, you know, to be something special. And I think that mm-hmm. message is something that definitely resonates. How did that song initially come about, Sherry, for those who have not heard it before? How did Time to Shine come to be?
Actually, Time to Shine came in a dream. Sometimes it's dreams, sometimes it's, you know, life experiences, but still, it was a dream. Mm-hmm. The lyrics and the melody came in a dream, but it definitely reflected how I was feeling in my life at that time. I didn't really feel beautiful. I didn't feel like I could accomplish much, and, you know, there were people around that were co-signing on that. It was like, you know, and I had to make a choice. Well, am I going to believe this? Or am I going to really dig deep and dig for the treasure that's inside? And so the song was born, Time to Shine, yeah. you know, and I just wanted to yeah. give people an anthem that they can sing over and over and over again that, well, hopefully would help them feel better about their own lives and really recognize the beauty in themselves.
Yeah. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, Time to Shine is from the album 360 Degree Woman Rebirth by Sherry Marie. Here is Time to Shine. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Sherry Marie right after this.
Somebody told you not to be fabulous. They tried to taste your soul. Guess what? They lied. You're in control. Somebody said you'd never be anything. They tried to change your face. So what? They lied. It's time to shine, time to shine. So shine on. Right.
Time to Shine by international recording artist Sherry Marie from her project 360 Degree Woman Rebirth. We actually are welcoming back Miss Marie to our program today. We're talking with her not only about this album, but also about the journey she's been able to share with all of you, whether it's through social media or through music. We're going to get into the second single, the newest single, Keeping Our Love Alive, here in a moment, Sherry. But I want to talk about the response, because as you said, you know, for yourself and for all of us, every day is not going to be perfect. We have to be able to realize that and still embrace the possibilities ahead. When you hear from people that that message is getting through to them, that that message is inspiring them, do you feel as though you're doing exactly what you intend to do with your campaign?
Absolutely. Great question. Yes, absolutely. I feel that I am perfectly aligned with my sole purpose and the intention of it. You know, people say above all that they feel love, you know, and so anytime I step onto a stage or into a studio or wherever I may be, if I'm even speaking, mentoring, whatever, my first intention is to love you through and through. And so when people communicate with me that they're feeling more loving towards themselves and they're feeling like they're ready to get up and take act in their lives to be more, not to do more, but to be more, that just sends me over the moon, because that's really the purpose. It's you know, it's the rebirthing process. I believe that we have an opportunity to be rebirthed every day in every moment, you know. So the 360 degree woman is about wholeness and about being rebirthed into that. It's an understanding who you are, how powerful you are, that you are a gift just by being, not anything that you have to do, not by anything that you possess, just your mere existence. And so, yeah, it's been phenomenal. I mean, from people all around the world, I'm blessed to hear from them, and they just thank me for saying the things out loud, you know, that some of them maybe didn't have the courage to say, you know. And so I'm really grateful for that, for this experience, and to know that, you know, the music is making a difference, because that's I'm just a messenger, man. That's it.
Was it done purposely that Time to Shine does focus, as I said, more on the person first before you release a song like Keeping Our Love Alive? I mean, is part of that being that we have to be right with ourselves first before we can ever know how to truly welcome someone else in?
Well, you know what? I hadn't even thought about it in that way. So it's been like an organic process. So in my mind, yes, that is exactly how it works in my understanding of life. And I guess through just being in the flow of really listening to Spirit and say, okay, well, this is what you do next, and this is what you do next. Yeah, I guess it did. It happened that way. Cool. Thank you. I didn't even recognize it. I think that's exactly right. But it's still part and parcel of who I am. I mean, it really genuinely is who I am, and so I'm not surprised, but forever grateful that it did happen like that, and that you recognize that that is exactly the case. We can't give from an empty cup, you know. Our cup has to stay full, and we have to recognize that we're not in need of completion. You know what I mean? That we are really fully whole. We're a full rotation. We're 360 degrees of love, of everything that we need to be, and operate from there. And then whoever else comes around and has the pleasure of sharing our space is just a blessing. It's icing, you know, on the cake. It's gravy. It's all those things, you know. So, right. Yeah.
And, fellas, even though the album is called 360 Degree Woman Rebirth, of course, we know that we have to go through our own rebirth as well. I think that really is shown, Sherry, in the single, Keeping Our Love Alive, that, we're here in this thing together. You know, neither one of us are perfect. We both have this work to do, for sure. We're going to be hearing that song in a moment. This album, as well as, of course, is available through our friends at Amazon.com or through our audience members' favorite online retailer. Have you gotten used to that, Sherry, as you have been able to go from being a fan of so many different artists? There's a great tribute, of course, you did to Chaka Khan on this album, the only song that you did not write yourself, Ain't Nobody. Have you kind of sunk into the fact that you have gone from just being a fan to now being someone who has their own fans and who has their own following and responsibility?
You know, no. is all surreal. You know, my dream weavers, I call them my dream weavers. It blows me away when I'm walking and someone says, I know you. And, you know, for me, it's always new. It never, ever, ever gets old. And I'm always so humbled by it and appreciative of it because, for me, it's just, it signifies that I'm on the journey and I'm doing what I'm doing effectively, you know, and that's the main thing. I really just want to be effective, and I'm, you know, I take pictures, I sign autographs. I'm not inaccessible in that way, you know, because I know that I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing without the support and love of my dream weavers. And so, you know, I'm not used to it. I don't know if I ever will be, you know, and that's cool. For me, that's cool. I love the wide-eyed joy of it. You know, I like that feeling. So I probably will feel like this until I'm dust.
Well, you know what? Not a bad way to be able to feel, for sure. Again, everyone, international recording artist Cher Marie is our guest. We're talking with her not only about this amazing journey of love that she's been on, that she's also been sharing with us through her social media and her great messages, but also through the music, especially in the album 360 Degree Woman Rebirth. You all heard the single Time to Shine. Here is Cher Marie's newest single, Keeping Our Love Alive, also from that project. We'll be back with our final moments with Cher Marie right after this. Stay with us.
What we've so
That was international recording artist Cherie Marie with Keeping Our Love Alive from her album 360 Degree Woman Rebirth. It's available right now through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite online retailer. So make sure you all head over there and get it for yourself. If you go to Amazon.com, you also will find my review of that single as well. We've been talking with Cherie not only about this journey that she's been on, but what it's been like for her to share it in words and in music. So, you know, you mentioned, of course, what you want to continue to do until you are dust, Cherie. You know, so as people are able to hear music from you, are able to hear messages from you, what is your hope that they're able to realize about themselves and what's possible for them?
That they are magnificent and that everything is possible. That simply, you know, whatever we put our action towards will manifest. Whatever we put our love in will manifest. Whatever we put our thoughts in will manifest. And, you know, just continue to surround yourself with people who support you and believe in you, and put yourself in fertile ground, an environment that nourishes your desires and your passions and helps you to elevate, you know, always elevate. You know, I love surrounding myself with people who are way smarter, way more talented, way more creative, way more everything, because then I learn and I get to be more and to grow and be better. So that would be, in a nutshell, what I would say right now. And just love yourself, man. It's invaluable. When we can get to that, it is invaluable. It changes everything, everything.
Exactly. Well, Cherie Marie is not only sharing music through this album, but also, of course, still performing live. I mean, being able to travel around the world to be able to share this musical gift that she's been able to get. Cherie, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up what's coming up next for you?
Yes, please reach out to me on social media everywhere. You can find me at CHERIMAREE. That's two E's on the end. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, I'm there. I will come to your city, your country, wherever you are. You can hit me up, instant message me, or send me an email, CherieMarie@gmail.com. You can reach me there as well. And the music is available in 35 stores for download. And as you mentioned, Amazon, love Amazon. They've been very good to me. The video, Time to Shine, is also available on YouTube. And, you know, just if you go to those spots, you'll find out where I am next, I promise you. And, you know, I just also want to say a quick shout-out to Marcus Williams, the producer of this particular album. He is absolute genius, a world-class drummer and producer, and I thank him and all the amazing musicians that just – I made this possible, made this dream possible for me. I'm so grateful to you. I can't name them all because we don't have that much time. But I just wanted to quickly say that, you know, those are real live musicians, y'all, and that is real singing, y'all. No auto-tune. It's real deal. So, yay. I just thank you for your support. Please support us. And all of the musicians around the planet deserve everything that they can get for their hard work. So we thank you, those of you who are supporting us. We really do.
There you go. So make sure y'all are definitely staying connected with us. She's made it very easy for you all. Again, Cherie Marie, everywhere that you go online. So make sure you all do find her. CHERIMAREE, again, is the spelling of the name. And we'll be tagging her, of course, on Facebook and Twitter, but she's also on the other places as well, like Instagram too. Cherie, it is always a pleasure. You know, you're a friend, not only of this program, but of me personally. So I'm always glad to be able to talk with you and to be able to share. It always puts a smile on my face, and I mean that. So continued blessings to you. And thank you so much again for dropping by. I really appreciate you.
It's a joy. Thank you so much for having me. It is an absolute honor. And you keep shining too, my brother. You're doing great things. I'm so excited and so proud to know you and to be your friend. Thank you for this opportunity.
Hey, look, the pleasure's definitely all mine, and the feeling's definitely mutual for sure. Again, everyone, international recording artist Cherie Marie has been our guest. Make sure you all get your album, 360 Degree Woman Rebirth. Get those singles. You can get them for a buck through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite online retailer. The songs you heard here were Time to Shine, as well as the newest single, Keeping Our Love Alive. So make sure you all get it. Tell your friends about it. Stay connected with Cherie. She has a lot of great things that are going on. And then, as she mentioned, there's a great great video for Time to Shine you all would definitely enjoy as well, so make sure you all take advantage of that. For our radio audience as well as tuning in online, we really appreciate you all for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you, so if you came in late, you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.